Moses Berg. You've heard me tell of him. He was an acquaintance and friend of mine years ago. Used to worked with Teen Challenge. He had our Teen Challenge program in Huntington Beach. He had about 30, 40 young people. But Moses Berg was full of lust. He was just a lustful man, an adulterer. God spoke to him the first time he did it, and his wife forgave him. But then he kept eyeing young ladies that were in that Huntington Beach group. And then he invented a theology to cover his lust. He went into the Word and misread the Scripture, and then started a cult, the Children of God. And in this cult, he had a new ceremony where he got the first night with every bride. That man eventually wound up with 5,000 hooked into his cult. Went downhill, downhill, downhill. Till finally, in his Mo letters, he used four-letter words, cursed a blue streak in his preaching. Two of his sons died, one of suicide, the other by accident. One day he went to an old Indian because the Spirit of the Lord had departed from him, and he was almost a madman. This old Indian was full of demons. And he said, I want to know where you get your power, because he was well known for his power among the Indians. And one of the demons spoke out, gave his name, and he invited that demon power to possess him. That demon came in him. Moses Berg went absolutely insane. Well, 5 years ago, I don't remember how it's. No, it had to be more than that. It's before I came here to New York. His wife and daughter had escaped, and they came to one of my crusades. And they told me this pitiful story of this man, how he ended up in a little trailer over in North Africa. Doesn't sleep, couldn't sleep, but like a wild lion, back and forth like this. Possessed. He couldn't get any pleasure out of anything, not out of food nor intimacy. He got no pleasure out of anything. He was a dead man walking back and forth night and day without sleep. Totally demon possessed because God became his enemy. A man who was once a powerful teacher. How does that happen? Vexing the Holy Spirit because of hardness and total refusal to repent and turn to the Lord.